A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, September the 10th, 2015. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the water issues being experienced in the country and also the increased power cuts and how they are affecting families, especially women. What are your views on the issue? Join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
But for you women out there, don't forget to join us every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Pa China Chema Zimai, the Women's Roundtable. On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
When it comes to water, we have a very big problem because there is no running water from our tank. So what we do is, there was some time back when the United Nations installed some boreholes, but it's very difficult to get the water from the boreholes. So what we have to do, we have to pay people. There are guys who you pay to go and get the water for you. Like, you have to pay $1 for at least 325-liter buckets. We do it on a daily basis because definitely we need the water. Without water, you cannot survive. So can you imagine how much it is? And at times when you have maybe some laundry, you end up buying 6 buckets at $2 a day, which is very difficult for us. It's very bad because, like now, when you wake up in the morning, there's no electricity, and it only comes back later at night, maybe after 9, after your supper. So we are not using electricity for anything. And the funny part is, at the end of the month, they come and close the electricity for you, saying you're not paying.
Abantu batholene ngoba khona ukuthi abantwana bavuke esikoleni esiye isikolo bengadlanga ukuthi abantu bavukuseni besemsebenzini nabantwana begeza ngamanzi asandayo kuluhlupho olukhulu ngoba yona imali futhi yokuthenga inkuni kayikho hhayi amanzi silawo sibukobulawayo kasikabi le problem namanzi amanzi abantu balokhu bethatha ngendlela kusukela silokhu sacina ukuba lohlupho lwamanzi ngesikhathi kungalamanzi kodwa kwakhathesi yona le minyaka empilo elandelanayo hhayi sasilalo uhlupho lwamanzi ngabe ngikwaziyo nkuzwileyo ukuthi amanzi lapho kobulawayo kwakusoze kube lama-prepaid meters awamanzi lokho njengephathi yethu ye-MDC iqondana lo-council ngoba mina ngamfuna ukuphendula okunganilingananga ngizaphambanisa kodwa ngikuzwa enguzwileyo ngabe i-demonstration yayikhona ingabe inabantu abale-influence abafisa ukuthi kudemonstrate kude konkrethelwe amanzi ngoba kwakuke kwangani kuyi-proposal kodwa engazange iphumelekayo akulanto enjalo.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the water shortages throughout the country and also the increased power cuts being faced by families and the impact, especially on women who bear the brunt of most of these two activities. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
Apparently, it's not only affecting towns or bigger towns like cities like Bulawayo or Harare. Many areas in the country are currently being affected by the increased power cuts and water shortages, leaving women with no option but to spend time at boreholes, wherever they can get some water, with no option but to spend time there and to source water for household uses. And some women in the urban areas have resorted to paying young men. I've heard that from the woman that you were talking to.
Yes, that's the woman in Mavuku also, who was actually saying it's taking away from the meager resources that they have because they realize that unless if they do that, they have to send their young girls to go and fetch water before going to school, which also is a problem.
Yes.
But also Section 77A of the Constitution of Zimbabwe recognizes the right to safe, clean and potable water. And rights activists, PJ, right now are calling on for the government to harmonize the water legislation, policies and regulations to be in line with the Constitution.
And collecting water from unprotected shallow wells has led in some cases to waterborne diseases, as witnessed in the tragic effects of the cholera outbreak in 2008, with the World Health Organization reporting over 11,000 cholera cases that claimed about almost 500 lives.
Oh, that's a sad case, PJ. Yeah. But coupled with the water shortages we hear, our electricity and power cuts, and the Zimbabwe Electricity Authority recently actually issued a statement warning the public of increased power cuts. And in the statement, they said two power stations are set for maintenance, and these are Wange and Kariba Hydro Plant, which jointly produce 90% of the country's power.
My cousin was just telling me that you can never get the two together. It's either you have electricity and you don't have water, or you have water, you don't have electricity. Zesa said Wange would undergo maintenance until October 7th, while Kariba, which has cut back on generation due to low water levels, would see its maintenance stretch to about January 28th.
Oh, that is looking at like next year, PJ. So, you know, people really have to brace up for the increased power cuts. And just for background, Wange has a capacity of 920 megawatts. But aging and frequent breakdown of equipment have kept its production around 496 megawatts.
The Zimbabwe Power Company, ZESA subsidiary, only last week it was saying it would cut electricity generation by a third to about 475 megawatts at Kariba due to low dam water levels.
And according also to the statement, PJ, ZESA is saying they will import from the neighboring countries. But, you know, critics are asking, South Africa itself is also
facing the same problem. Yeah.
Power shortages, and Zambia as well. So, you know, people are saying, no, you know, something has to be done at ZESA. And that's where we are right now.
Yeah, although in the statements, as I said, it would import electricity, it's becoming a problem.
Yes, and
kind of like Mozambique, Zambia, as you said, and South Africa are also facing the same problem. So, really,
unfortunately, PJ, but we want to hear from all our listeners out there, what is the situation in your area? Kune magetsi ere, kune mvura ere, like what PJ says, you never get the two at the same time. So do you have electricity and do you have water? Please, we would like to speak to you so you can tell us where you are and what the situation is like.
Kwabasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo we-Studio 7 Voice of America. Kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje asiyihluzene bomama, sikhuluma ngenhlupho ezibhekana labomama, yibo phela abaselela izimoli zawo. Inhlupho ezidalwa yikuthi amagetsi alamanzi ayashoda, kumbe vele atholakali eZimbabwe. Acitshwa njalo njalo nje. Umzawa wayintshela nje sithena na ungeke wakuthola konke kungu-2. Amanzi it's either ulamanzi awula magetsi, kumbe nxa ungaba lamanzi awula magetsi. Ikho ke sifuna ukuzwa kini ukuthi linalithini lihlupho bani elibhekane lazo ezokuthola amanzi. Ngize ngezwa omunye okhulume lawe Marvelous ekuseni esithi sebeze bethenga abafana abancane ukuthi baye batholela amanzi. Ngamabhauza kumbe ngamabhara.
Aiwa, iroida mapj chokwadi nasi muchirongwa chedu uche madzimai. Tiri kutarisa dambudziko ranyanya ratekeshera munyika dambudziko remvura. Nekushaikwa kwemagetsi. Sekutaura kwa waita PJ uri kuti iwe pane mumwe wangu uri kutaura naye shamwari yako anga ari kuti hauwanzowana zviviri zviri pamwe chete kuti magetsi aripo mvura iripo. Asi tiri kutarisa kuti chii chaizvo chiri kuitika nekuti tiri kunzwa zesa yakatotaura iyo kuti vanhu ngavagadzirire nekuti kuchatoramba kuchienda magetsi
zvakatowanda.
Richaramba richinyanya nekuti vari kuti ivo pari zvino mvura yemukaribha yave shoma. Uyezve vari kuedza ivo kugadzira magwenya kunobva magetsi. Asi nhasi tichange tiri kubatsirana nemadzimai kuti imi munharaunda dzenyu dzamuri zvii zvamuri kuitawo kuedza kuti dambudziko iro ririsanyanyo kurwadza kumuri. Nokuti ndataura zvine vamwe amai moyo vanga varivo kumabvuku vanga vachiti pari zvino vari kutotsvaga vakomana vechidiki vavanobhadhara zuva nezuva. Mari inoita $1 kana $3 kuti vanowatsvagira mvura. Nokuti vanga vari kuti ivo semadzimai kuti uende pressure yacho inenge iriko kunocherwa mvura yakawanda. Uyezve kuti utume mwana wechisikana unotyira kuti anogona kubatwa chibharo kana zvimwe zvisina kutsarukana. Uyezve havasi kuda ivo kuti vana vasitadza kuenda chikoro vachiti vakaneta. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa pana pati chibatsirana. Ndanzwazve vachitaura kuti vakushandisa gas nyanya. Uyezve nehuni. Saka vari kuti kunyange vari kugara zvavo mumadhorobha. Vakurarama upenyu hwekumamisha.
Mumareserva chaiwo.
Saka PJ ndo zvatichange tichikurukura nhasi asi tinenge tine munyarikani wedu wekutanga unogona kutorako.
Unkosazana Nonsi Fayayo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwetu. Hello.
Hello, niyabonga PJ.
Wena ke uko Bulawayo ngangaphambanisa.
Ngiko Bulawayo.
Nansi inhlupho ezibhekana labo mama abesifazane abayibo abaselela imuli zabo. Kube kuyaphuma njalo inkuthazo yokuthi ama prepaid meters la abuyayo abantu bafuna sebeke batshengisela besola ukuthi abuyelani. Ngakho ke kulilungelo lomuntu wonke ukuthi athole isilinganiso esithile samanzi amahala engakabhadali. Wena ke uthini ngalokho?
Ngivumelana nalabo, ngivumelana nezakhamizi zakobulawayo ngobunde ngibazo ezithi zona azibona ukuthi ukufaka i-prepaid meter kuzalungisa inhlupho. Uhlupho lokuswelakala kwamanzi njalo uhlupho lokuswelakala kwe-revenue kumasipala wakobulawayo. Into ekhona yikuthi kufuze bafunde bananzelele ngendlela izesa esiyenze ngayo ngemva kokufaka lawa ama-prepaid meter. Kulabantu selokhu kwafakwa ama-prepaid meter bangakaze babe nani namagetsi ezindlini zabo. Sikhuluma nje sikhuluma ngamagetsi okuthi hayi kabakaze bebe namagetsi kodwa badobha noma iziqu noma ngamahlanga babasumlilo bapheke nabantwana badle. Kodwa uma sesikhuluma ngamanzi sesikhuluma ngento engela alternatives ngathi Now, umuntu sezama ukuthi alternative ngeke laqamba ukuthi either sesiyabhadala abafana ukuthi bamthela amanzi esiboraneni kumbe sezigebhela nje umthombo wamanzi angekho safe. Lokhu bese kubangela imikhuhlane. Ngakho-ke ngivumelana lalabo abathi ayama-prepaid meter kayisiyo indlela yokulungisa uhlupho olukhona. Ngiphinde ngitsho njalo ukuthi ngengezwa umama ekhuluma lapha esithi hayi demonstration yabantu nje abahambela phambili akulandaba enjalo yama-prepaid meter. Kodwa ngicacise mina ngithi hayi siyakwazi njalo sikubonile kumizuzu amaminithi kamansipala koBulawayo ukuthi hayi kwavunyelwana kwenziwa i-resolution yokuthi hayi azafakwa lawo ma-prepaid meter kuqaliswa ngase-counterpart kohlalani kuhle. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi hhayi ama-politician siyawazi asebonile ukuthi izakhamizi abavumelani nawo sebesithi ngangcono siqathe ngomunwe. Kodwa-ke hhayi sivumelana labo nxa beqatha ngomunwe. Engingakutsho nje ukuthi kabayenzeke phela kube i-reality bahambe bayosirivesa leso sinqumo abasenzayo ngima kuyukuthi sebebonile ukuthi hhayi lolo hlelo abazama ukulu-introduca aluhambi ngenxa yokuthi eqinisweni indaba yamanzi i-affecta kakhulu omama njengokutsho kwakho. Mase sikhangele sibili nxa kuyukuthi amanzi asebuya nge-prepaid meter singakhangela umuntu onguye oyenza ama-decisions ngendaba zemali endlini ezikhathini eziningi ngumuntu ongubaba. And asivumelaneni ukuthi eZimbabwe khathesi imali bakithi zihlangana nzima ziyashoda. Nxa umuntu ongubaba se-prioritizer ukuthi hhayi okuncane silakho endini sikuspenda ngathi ubona ngani amagesi uzawafaka phambili yini, amanzi uzawafaka phambili yini, ekwazi ukuthi hhayi yena phela kawusuwe usuke yozagidizele siyadinga inkuni edangeni agidinyiswe ngamarenja athaywe enziweni ayisuke yozathwala umgqomo kumbe athwala isigubhu afake ebhareni kumbe athwala ekhanda ayedinga amanzi. So lokhu osokuza kwenza yikuthi kuyarivesa even some of the games ebesesizenzile in terms of ukupromota i-gender equality. Ama-time constraints ukushona kwesikhathi empilweni zabomama siyawangezelela ngoba phezu kwakhonokho okuningi umuntu omama okufuza akwenze sesiphinda singezele nesikhathi sokuthi ayelayini esiboraneni adinga amanzi singezele nesikhathi sokuthi abhode ngeganga edinga inkuni edobhiziqu ukuthi azobasa ngoba eqinisweni ukuthi sithi singalaphana imali kayikho ukuthi sithi hayi amanzi uzayathenga laphana imali kayikho.
Maybe before we go back to Miss Fayayo to just round it up in English, we'll take our caller, Amaika Zingizi. Makadi, Amaika Zingizi. I what? No kuchinga miza hii pa chirungwa chedu che madzimai. Muru kupi mimi?
Hiri kumabuku.
Yehe, tita urewo kutukwa kamira sei kumabuku. Panya iyo iye mvura, ninyo iye magizi. Saka munobikira sei mhuri nekuitawo zvimwe zvakadai sekugeza mandiro nekuwacha munozvifambisa sei zuva nezuva?
Takaomerwa kuno kumavhuku kugara kwedu kwese kuno kumavhuku ka tinenge takaomerwa aitainzi tine chimwe chatinombowanawo tinombowanawo magetsi ka mvura tombonzi patowanawo mvura kana chidimbu zvake zvino tinongakudzai titane kudatosvika kana 2 months kana 3 months tisina kana mvura tinongochero mvura mumigodhi migodhi yacho zvinezvi yakuda kusvika pakupera zokuti takutotanga kuenda kuzvibhorani kuya kuya kuzvibhorani kwacho kwatanga nyaya yemakiifuti saka takatoomerwa nekuti hatitorina mvura zvachose kuwacha chako chakonotongowacha tenzini zvokuti izvi zvinei zvanyanyisa kusviba izvinzi takungopfeka tichidzosera makare maplesi achewaifunga kuti anenge aine machito wabika nemachitoka mvura hauna kurarama upenyu hwakaoma.
Aiwa tazvinzwa Maika Zingizi, asi zvogadziriswa sei semaonero enyu kuti tisatangoti gagaga tichipedza hedu
kuti zvingati zvinogadzirika here
sekuti takatombozvibvunzawo tikati kotoitwa sei sikuno kumabhuku tikatomboitawo zvimusangano musangano tikati tikukumbira kuti mutibatsirewo kuti toita sei mationesera nekuti hatina kana mvura muupenyu hwedu hwese tikurarama tisina mvura soi ndagara chichemo chenyu chazikwa
apa maitaura nevanhu vekanzuru kana kuti vezese
ehe takatotaura nevanhu vekanzuru tikatoenda kwameya tikatotaura kwameya tikatombosvika kwameya cheko cheko tikanosvike tikanzi aiwa kumabhuku munyaya yemvura iri kuzivikanwa iri kutozivikanwa kuti hakuna mvura saka ichagadziriswa saka nanhasi haisati yagadziriswa nanhasi saka tipa nguva yakaoma.
Aiwa, tinokutendai amai Kazingizi. Tongoti dai vanzwa kana vakateerera ivo meya nevanhu vekuzesa kuti dai zvinhu zvagadzirika.
Ndinotenda hangu dai zvangodaro mukunge vangatibatsire mufunge takurara.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Zvakanakai.
Ehe, PJ, munenge mune mumwe muteereri akamira akabata ipapa pari zvino munogona kuenda mumutora tozodzoka yedu kuna Miss Fire.
Siyakwamukela nkosikazi Sithabile Mataka.
Yebo, linjani?
Hayi, nyaphila. Wena ke ungukansela kaward 2 eSoweto Town.
eSoweto Town enopende tinense Richmond enowood.
Ukukansili wena uke wakhuluma lapha silomnye esilaye ecingweni laye ukhona ngapho kobulawayo unkosazana noSifayayo yena ke ubekhuluma ngokuthi kulodaba lolu kobulawayo olwama prepaid meters kukhanya kulembiko ehlukeneyo ephumayo yokuthi iCouncil ithi sizafaka ama prepaid meters kodwa kuphume njalo imbiko ethi hayi kabafaki ngoba izakamizi sezitshengisele wena ke uthini ngalokho
mina njengokansila ukuthi ama-prepaid meters afakwe kumbe angafakwa mna ngilandela izakhamizi ezinye ezibhadalayo lezinto ezangifakayo izakhamizi zingathi no-2 ama-prepaid meters yikho engikwenzayo yikho engiyahamba ngiyekukhuluma ngale ecouncilini ngithi mina izakhamizi zithi kaziwafuna ama-prepaid meters ngoba bona abesebenziswa izakhamizi asetyenziswanga yithi thina esisebenza ecouncilini kuphela abesetyenziswa ngumuntu wonke so thina izakhamizi senza into efunwa mina njengami mina councilor Mataka ngenza into efuna izakhamizi
nkosazana Fayayo uthini-ke ngalokhu okhulunywa unkosikazi Mataka.
Ngiyakuthakazelela khona okukhulunywa ngukhansila isifiso sami sesingesokuthi nga lilutho olokuthi ama-councilors abuya kithi ezidabeni azokuthi bakithi kule proposal yokuthi sifake amamitha lithini ngakho zakhamizi anduba bavumelane bonke ngoku-29 babo bathi ye asiqhubekeleni phambili ngohlelo ngivumelana naye sibili khonokho akuthoyo kodwa ngifisa futhi sengathi ngakungenziwa i-reality kube ne-consultation efana nale ayiqambayo anduba ama-resolutions enziwe ukwenzela ukuthi sibalekele indaba zokuthi kuyathiswa kuvunyelwene izakhamizi bese sithi hhayi thina kasivumi bese singikhona sidigizela sizame ukulungisa
oke wakutsho lapha nkosazana Fayayo nkosikazi Mataka uthe yena uFayayo kumele kufakwe kuma-resolutions kumbe kuma-minutes
ukhuluma lani
ye ubona kusenzakala na ukuthi kufakwe kuma-resolutions ama-minutes e-meeting yenu njengama-councillors
akungafakwa kuma-resolutions because yinto esaplana angikwazi mina exactly ukuthi abantu bakuthethe ngapha because mina kweyami iward ngakubisa abantu bathi ama-prepaid meters ngabafuni ngahambisa njengokuba kunjalo so kimi kakukabhaswa vele kakukakhuluma lutho akukafike ufakwa kuresolution ngoba leyi ndaba anti i-pilot project into edlulayo esifakwe ku-ward eyi-1 ngoba babevele bengela mamitha so akukavunyelwana ukuthi kuzafakwa zonke indawo.
I would go back to you, Miss Fayayo. Marvelous Ye was asking me whether you speak Shona as well.
Unfortunately, my Shona is really bad.
No, that's fine, Miss Fayayo. Maybe what we can just do, if you could summarize in English what you were discussing there with Councillor Stabile Mataka, and it sounded very interesting. If you could just try, maybe summarize a little bit about, you know, what your concerns are and what she said in English.
Especially in Bulawayo about the prepaid meters and mostly.
Okay, like I was saying, the challenge here is that there is evidence that a full council in Bulawayo agreed to install prepaid water meters in Bulawayo, starting by a pilot project in Cultural Park Slanani Hutle residential area, which currently is not connected to running water at a household level. And basically what I was saying is that while it would be easier and it would be better and more effective if the councillors could consult the residents, as she was suggesting that she consult her residents before resolutions are made, so that those resolutions, they make them bearing in mind the aspirations of the residents themselves, instead of us working backwards in reverse, where resolutions are made and then we later on try to either revoke them or deny that they were made because we have seen that the majority of the people are not in agreement. So it seems there's conflicting information really within amongst the council itself, because upon our engagement as civil society organizations in Bulawayo with the technocrats at the Bulawayo City Council, their argument is that they are working on a resolution. As long as there is a council resolution made by the 29 councillors in Bulawayo, they are bound by that resolution and they are supposed to implement. But now we are seeing the councillors being divided bit by bit. Some saying there is no such a resolution, and others arguing that it only affects Cultural Park Bulawayo. And yet, also, we often have the evidence.
I may have to just hold you there because I think we have one of our guests before we go on to the next segment. I think we have Honorable Jesima Jome to just give us, you know, an update on what is going on in Harare, especially in her own constituency regarding the water situation. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, Honorable Majome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. If you can just give us in brief, what is the situation, the water situation? I saw you were very active on social media about the situation in your own constituency. Give us a brief on that before we move for our next segment.
Okay. Unfortunately, like the residents of Harare West, here in Harare, are continuing to suffer really seriously in terms of water shortages. There are three kinds of water shortages. There's the first one is what I think a lot of residents in Harare now consider as normal, which is very sad.
Unfortunately, that's what someone in Mavuku was saying, that now it appears it's normal, but it's not.
Absolutely. Imagine, because Harare residents are accustomed to having water on sometimes, I mean, where it's normal, where they have, and what is called a normal supply, they would have what the city calls demand management, where residents would get water on maybe 2 out of 7 days of the week or so. And that's like the normal, which is definitely not right. That's the best scenario. This is what prevails. And then there's the second problem is the total opposite of that. There are areas here in Harare West that have had no water for the past 7 years, such as Sentosa, where the taps have been virtually dry, totally no water at all.
Honorable, I may have to ask you to hold on there as we go to our live streaming, but would like to thank our guest, Honorable Jesima Jome from Harare West constituency, and also Nonsi Fayayo Eyale alumni, and Ms. Stabile Mataka, Councillor Ward 2 of Sourcetown in Bulawayo, for having joined us as our guests. And we would also like to thank all our listeners who called in today, PJ, as we go streaming live now. Please join us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Stay tuned. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Mina Praxit is Jeremiah Lingakuhlova. Siyaqhubekela phambili kodwa sisebulenjini ku www.voaindebele.com.